we have a surprising number of listeners who remember him quite vividly, who either worked for him or remember being a customer with him in one way or another. And it really has been sort of a rather interesting exercise simply to talk about some of the, well, some of the good old days. My guest this morning, of course, is Bruce Hagen. We're talking about this rather incredible book, When the West Was Young. And Bruce, you had been referring to some of the fascinating items that were in this thing, and you're just mentioning one to me.
Right. Well, the book is just full of human interest stories. Here's one I was reading last night. During the Yukon Gold Rush at the turn of the century, three of the upstanding people in the community decided to get together and form a syndicate. There's lots of money in horses. There was a great demand for horses up in the Yukon.
Sure.
So in the middle of winter, they went up in through the Porcupine Hills and so on across the Blood Reserve, buying up all these horses. And they got caught in very cold weather up in the Porcupine Hills. The horses stumbled over through the snow, and he fell a number of times and hurt his foot. Then the fellow he was with went to find out exactly where they were, never came back, so poor J.D. was up all night with holding the horses, counting the stars, right? Said he went down 20 to 30 below. The man that had gone to find the way never came back. During the morning, the horses spooked and started going all over the place, so he had to try to chase the horses. And while he was after the horses, he finally spotted a ranch. He went in there, got warm, and then the ranchers started picking on him because he was a city boy trying to make his mark.
Pouring in on the ranching business.
Right. So before he got out of there, there was a blizzard came up, and he had to stay there for quite a while. But finally that subsided. He got into Lethbridge, and Dr. Mewburn had a look at his foot, decided it was fractured and that he'd have to stay in, but there was no way J.D. was going to stay. He wanted to get these horses sold and make his money. So he climbed on the train, went up to Edmonton, got up there and found that the bottom had fallen out of the market, and he lost $3,000 on the horses. He got back to Lethbridge, and Dr. Mewburn put him in bed for 6 weeks.
Do you ever sort of have the impression sometimes, Bruce, that it isn't your day? Incidentally, Dr. Mewburn was also involved in the school board.
Right, right.